So continuing with our mission bureau, we're on page 251. So in Simon Sadi base, Siv Hey. So last time we were together, we were discussing that there's the halacha, the machaber says, that you have to wash your hands before you daven. Reason is, the Mishabur explains, well, he says, look in Simon Beis. And in Simon Beis, as you recall, one of the reasons why we wash is because, and we'll see that will play out today also, one of the reasons why we wash our hands is because hands go all over the place. And if your hands touch certain things or certain places, so you can't make a bracha. So you come to daven and you don't know, were you paying attention? Again, we'll touch on that briefly right today. You don't know where your hands have been, except for maybe by your sides. But besides that, did they touch something or some place where they shouldn't have, and therefore would disqualify you from making a bracha? Therefore, we have the halacha, so wash. So wash. And so last time we discussed about how far you have to go to get that water. What you do if you don't have the water? Fine. Hey. Third line from the top on page 251. Rochatz yadav shachris. So let's say you wash your hands in the morning. Hopefully everybody did that, right? You wash what we call negelvas, right? You wash your hands in the morning, or maybe later than that. But still, the machaber says v'siach daito. You removed your consciousness from your hands. Okay, now bear in mind what I just said, the reason for washing. The reason for washing is because, I don't know, maybe my hands touch my shoe, maybe my hands scratch my head, my scalp, I should say. So therefore, I have to wash. So now, I haven't been cognizant of where my hands have been. I mean, again, except for attached to my wrist, but besides that. So therefore, you forgot or you weren't paying attention. Srichim netilo tefila. Therefore, before you dive in the morning, I don't know. You know, you woke up, I don't know how long it takes you to get to shul. And so I don't know how long it might have been. Some people might have been 5 minutes or less since they woke up till when they get into shul. But still, you know, you've traveled, unless even Mr. Cohn, who lives across the alley, right? Give a cone. But still, you know, I had to come to shul. We don't have people camping out here yet. But so you have to watch for davening before you daven. Even though you don't know that they got dirty, right, which is another reason why we'll get to later why you have to wash, because if your hands touch someplace that they shouldn't have, you're not allowed to make a bracha. Let's say they scratch your scalp. Let's say your hands are dirty. We'll talk about that also. Also, you know, is it right to daven if your hands are schmutzy? Not nice. But that's according to some reasons, according to some why we wash my machronim, right? You wash my machronim because you're about to bench. So maybe you're eating pizza or whatever, fingerful there, as we call it. Your hands are yucky, to use a technical term. So is it right to bench if your hands are like that? It's not nice. Again, unfortunately, some people don't have that sensitivity, but we should. V'lo yivarch. But when you do wash, in other words, when you, let's say hypothetically you come to shul, and you're not sure where your hands were, so even though you wash negel vaser, but still when you come to shul, you have to wash again. And when you wash, so you don't have to make a bracha on the tefillah sadayim. Morning, when you washed for negel vaser, as we call it, you did make a bracha on the tefillah sadayim. But the washing for davening, you don't.
Me, I mean, you?
What? No, we'll see, we don't. We'll get into why. Very good question. Excuse me. As we saw before, if you don't have water, you don't have to go back and wash. Now here, the reason is kind of, I don't want to say kind of obvious, but it's pretty obvious why you don't have to go back and wash. The reason is because you're not sure. You're not sure your hands did touch an illegal place. Not sure. And you did wash a little while ago when you woke up in the morning. So therefore, it would be good enough. And that's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah points out. Mishnah Berurah points out that when we say that you, if you don't have water, you don't have to go back and wash, that's with stam yadayim. In other words, you washed this morning, and you know, you came to shul, you weren't paying so much attention, but again, we tell you to wash again. But if you don't have any water, which Baruch Hashem is not a problem here when you come to the shul so far, as long as we pay the water bill. So we have always that safety net that, okay, maybe your hands didn't go anywhere. But Mishabura says, if you know for sure that your hands touched someplace that would require you to wash, or if you went to the bathroom in the meantime, so here we're talking about Shachris. But even for Mincha, for anything, you have to go back and find that water and wash. You'd be obligated to wash. You have to wash. Because again, here we're talking about a difference between knowing for sure that your hands were in a place they shouldn't have been. And in our case, we're talking about that you're not sure, so you washed a little while ago. So we have the right to assume that everything's hopefully still okay. Now, one other Mishnah Berurah that we have to touch on is, this is as far as davening is concerned. But what's the story as far as learning in brachas and kriya shema? Again, so the same question. In other words, you washed, I don't know, a certain amount of time ago. We have the right to assume, you should wash again. But let's say you don't have water, or you didn't die, or whatever the case may be. So you're in a situation of what we call stam yadayim, you know, regular hands. In other words, you don't know for sure. You weren't watching, being careful, guarding over your hands. But on the other hand, you don't really know, you don't think that you touched your shoe or scratched your scalp or something like that, or you didn't go to the bathroom. It's like you're in this in-between state. In other words, you washed a little while ago. You weren't protecting your hands. You weren't guarding your hands. But on the other hand, so what's the story? So as far as davening is concerned, just go back and wash. If you didn't, so then you don't have to make a new bracha. Everything's still okay. How about as far as learning is concerned? What about regular brachas? What about kriya shema? So the Mishnah Berurah first says, for those things, stam yadayim, in other words, hands that were not watched, guarded, be okay. Then he brings down that the Prima Gun says in Siman Dal, which we learned a while ago, that for kriya shema, regular hands, stam yadayim, in other words, hands were not guarded, weren't careful about your hands, you should wash again. So basically what we got today is for Shemon Esrei, if you washed and then you haven't been guarding and watching over your hands in the meantime, go back and wash. If you didn't, so then, and when you wash, you don't make a new bracha. If you daven without washing your hands, still okay. How about for learning? How about for brachas? Again, your hands would be okay in this situation. For Shema, you have a machlokas, it's preferable to go back and wash. Again, in all these cases, when a person washes, you do not make a bracha. Okay?
So tefillah is more machmir than
correct. That's
than
right, because of we learned that before in Aleph. The whole idea is because based on pasuk, Hakol and Mikras Elokecha Yisrael, you have to prepare yourself. And that's referring specifically to Shemoneh Esrei to that. Okay? Excellent. Good. I'll pick this up later tomorrow.